We're back with our guest in the Basement Record Library tonight, author Richie Unterberger of Won't Get Fooled Again, The Who, from Lifehouse to Quadrophenia.
Trying to describe the story of Lifehouse briefly, it's very hard because first it's pretty complicated, and also it kept changing. But here's the basic scenario. It's in the future. It's set about 30 years in the future. So this is 1970. It's set about 2000 or 1999. And the society at this point, British society really, but probably everywhere, has become a lot less personal, a lot more automated. Baba O'Reilly, which is the first song on Who's Next, that's really about fighting for your survival in the very first verse that Roger Daltrey sings. It's very famous, you know, out here in the fields, I fight for my meals, and it's a teenage wasteland. The wasteland is kind of what the environment has done to the country, really scarred it. So the story is of these kind of rebels forming a rock concert, a spontaneous rock concert, probably in London, as kind of an act of defiance against this regime.
There's nothing in the street said it different to me. In the slogans are replaced by the band. In the parting on the left is now parting on the right. In the beards of all gone under overnight. I tip my
when you're trying to put the chronology in place, it's a little confusing because Pete Townshend was such a prolific songwriter. He was working on a bunch of things at once. So some of the things he did, especially in his home demo, which was about the most sophisticated home studio setup that was going at that time for a star, some of it he was working on in 1969 and 1970. It didn't make Who's Next, or maybe even wasn't intended for Lifehouse, but would show up on his first solo album, Who Came First. Pure and Easy is an outstanding example.
There once was a note, pure and easy.
Richie Underberger in the Basement Record Library tonight on Selvin on the City.